Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are live this morning on the air. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, our Facebook familiar,
and our studio audience.
Yes. That keeps what?
Growing.
Yes. growing.
So
Laura will be live in a minute, y'all. She's trying to work it out.
I'm trying to tell her
in the morning, we gotta be right here, Laura. But she be somewhere else, y'all. But I don't say that no more. I just let her be what she trying to be. Good morning, Brother Dom. As you see, we are posted up this morning with our sold out to Jesus.
Yeah.
We got all the crew in here this morning. We're getting ready for our sold out anthem, right?
Yes.
And all of our new colors we got going on in the mansion boutique.
Yes.
He said, good morning, twins.
Good morning. And we have our red pop up. We're cheerleaders for Jesus.
Yes.
It's the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood.
You better know it. The blood still works.
Yes.
But you got to work it.
But I was saying, so my granddaughters can't go to sleep sometimes at night, so I put music like ocean music, and sometimes we do rain music, sleeping music. And last night they were like, Grandma, tonight you don't have to put the music for us to go to sleep because it was raining and you could hear it.
That's so cool.
But they like that. And I put it on, it would be an hour, 2 hours. And they
lay down.
Yes.
And they're rocking my baby.
The rain. It's so relaxing. Yeah. You know, so nature is just,
listen,
wow.
That's what they play in the spa all day. They
yes.
got the waterfalls
yes.
over there. It's so awesome. So if y'all haven't been to the mansion
yes.
spa, y'all got to come and check it out. It is just so everything.
Yes.
I mean, you can go in for a whole day and just get, you know, massages, your facials, get your lashes done, get your aroma touches, get your oils.
Yes.
And the chiropractic.
Oh, yeah.
We got our chiropractor, Dr. Ortiz.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm talking about, you know, if you need your back crack, she will crack your back. And
she'll
then,
fix it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've gotten oil massages by Dalise,
and not only the aroma touch,
but her hands are anointed because every time she finishes, like, you know, I'm fluttering all over.
Ooh,
I want to get up and I'm trying to walk and trying to get up and, you know, and compose myself to be able to walk and drive home.
It is relaxing. It is relaxing. I might have to put a bedroom in there for people that just want to go ahead and go on in, okay?
But you got to come. And you know what? Mother's Day's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Y'all come on. Y'all take care of your mama.
Yeah. Y'all can
especially if they're here.
So listen, you can shop at the mansion.
Or
you can get your aroma touch, your massages. You can get your hair done. You get your makeup done. You
or
get
your best
nails
friend.
Done.
Ah!
You get all your stuff done. And then you can shop.
Or your cousin.
Come on. You can get some gift cards. You can.
There's so many people and persons that you could, that you could bless. And I was listening to Kelly this morning, Warrior Nation, and she was like, we have to be intentional about being a blessing to others.
Right.
Because you will reap what you sow.
Hey.
And if you're tight and you don't release nothing, then how do you expect God to release everything that he has for you? And I'll be trying to give it all sometimes, and I don't care because I tell my kids, hey, God is good, and he's faithful, and he's good to us, Marlo.
Listen,
Pastor Marlo, he's
somebody,
good to
somebody
us.
Once told me that when they win the lottery, but I told him he won the lottery already when you met me.
Yeah.
Okay. But they keep talking about the lottery, and I was like, okay, that's when I realized I live in the kingdom and you live in the world.
Yeah.
It's all right. So they were like, I'm gonna buy you a house. I said, well, okay.
I already have a house.
Okay. That's it. But here's the deal. So, but this is what blew my mind is they were telling me that they were going to do it for some other people too, but they were going to give the other people the money. But they were telling me they were just going to buy me the house. I was like, well, why you not going to just give me the money to buy my own house?
Yes.
And then, you know what they said? Because you're just going to give it all away. I was like, if God tell me to do that, I'm going to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
If he tell me to do
that's
it.
Right.
But I'm still going to buy me a house and
yes.
pick out the rest. But
yes.
nonetheless, good morning. Good morning,
Miss
Darlene. How you doing?
Good morning.
But I'm just excited about what God is talking about, y'all.
Yes.
And we're, you know, of course, we have to, Laura and I, we're trying to like slow it down a little bit.
Yeah.
We gonna pray that the Holy Spirit don't take us too far out there.
Yeah.
Because once we get out there, we don't know how to come back until He settles us down. And that's
thank
the truth.
Pray,
yes. But we really, you know, we really trying to have a real radio show because we've been doing this a long time. I think we've got too comfortable, Laura.
Yeah.
And we got to realize what we're really doing.
Yeah.
And we got to realize we sometimes leave the blog people. They be all out in the world floating around. Hopefully they be getting full of the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We got to be mindful.
Yeah.
And then everybody here in our studio audience, everybody's still on their way.
Yeah.
So we're excited about it.
Yes, me too.
Mm.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited that God is good and that we love Jesus. And yes, we're peculiar, we're radical. And after hearing that pastor preach about it's okay to have a zeal for Jesus and be radical and have pom-poms and love Jesus.
Okay.
The world does it for those football games.
Ooh,
the world,
he got damn.
And they worship the world, but then comes to Jesus and we're like stones, like statues.
Yeah.
And don't want to move. Barely move.
Don't want to lift your hands. Don't want to do nothing.
And he's the one that gave you salvation, that gives us hope, that brings healing, that he goes, everybody in the church should be running around and
yeah.
jumping. And those emotions that come over you at the football games, those emotions should be the same emotions you have for Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one that gave you the emotions.
Woo!
He gave you the emotions.
And
we should be giving them back
yes.
to him. You
yes.
know? It's so powerful,
yes.
too. I love teachings like that because, see, that's the uncompromising
yes.
word. When you just give it to people straight. Because everybody want to water the word down. They want to wash it down. They want to tailor fit it for their life
mm-hmm.
instead of letting it be the mirror. Because it's a mirror. Because you're going to see you before you see me.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Because you know how we, I'm guilty if I have 59 hands, I raise them. Y'all know how the word be real good at church and you be like, ooh, my brother should be here to hear that. That should be you there to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. But even though we can share that, but the person that's there to hear that, it's you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we always want to say, oh, my sister, ooh, my child
yeah.
should be here to hear that. No, you should be here to hear that.
Yeah.
Because obviously either God is dealing with you so that you can go back and who you're called to be and teach,
yes.
preach, right?
Yes. And I was just thanking the Lord. I mean, lately I'm just grateful and thankful for, I mean, I always think, but it's like now more than ever because I'm so blessed to know that God loves me and everyone that I'm connected with in the body of Christ Jesus has a part in my life where I'm learning, growing, and knowing, and to know Pastor Malo that she could relate to me and being radical and particular for Jesus, you know, that's why when the pastor was talking about the zeal for God and loving God, and they go to the football games and it's 4 hours and they don't complain, but they come to church and 1 hour, 1 hour and a half or whatever, people complain it's too long, but they do it for other things in the world and they don't
mm-hmm.
complain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I had to put the pictures of us with those pom-poms.
Yeah,
because I'm like, you know what? I love Jesus. This is who I am. And many have told me that it's too much.
Yeah.
But it's who I am.
Yeah.
And God knows my heart has some level. I love him. And it's who I am. And you can relate to being radical. Okay. Being a cheerleader for
yeah.
Jesus. So give me a J.
J.
J. Give me an E. E.
E.
Give me a S.
S.
S. Give me a U.
You.
Give me an S.
S.
Woo! Jesus!
Woo!
And there's power in the name, and
yes,
there's hope. What I cannot do, he can, and he gives us all his promises right
yes,
here.
Yes.
Right here,
yes.
all of us. He has it for all of us that want it, that wants to gravitate.
That's right.
And I just thank him for all his promises. Okay,
know.
What I cannot, that's what sometimes people,
you
sisters,
you
get you
come
up.
On
they
now.
Call me. Well, I don't know. I said, well, let's pray. And I'm going to let him lead you, guide
yeah.
you through his words. Because I don't have the answers, but he does.
He got all
I don't have the answers to everything, but he does.
He got all of them.
All
and
of them.
Laura, you just set it up, girl. You set
yes.
it up because we were teaching on Sunday for those that didn't get the chance to tune in. But we're going to talk about a little bit of what God was talking about because he said, I want you to blow that trumpet today. And you hold that back up, Laura. And, this is a dual Santa, say it, Santa Bibla.
Santa Biblia.
And
Holy
Bible.
God's love ever, which
is
fire.
The
fire de Dios que es lumbre
es
fuego.
So the reason we are holding this up, I need you to hold it up. Y'all remember that, holding up the bloodstained banner. This is it. Okay, so today we're talking about getting in agreement
mm-hmm.
with God. mm-hmm. in his word. Everything mm-hmm. in here is God-breathed. Mm-hmm. So whatever God is speaking, we should know that it pertains to us because it's for us, okay? So getting in agreement with God, it's the undeniable truth. Undeniable
yes.
truth!
Yes.
And truth brings what? Freedom.
Yes.
So this is how we get free, yes. y'all, is getting yes. in the word, but getting in alignment with what God is saying about you rather than what the world is saying.
Yes.
Because the world and your banks and everybody will tell you ain't got nothing or you ain't nothing or you too much or they'll be telling you whatever.
Yes.
But what is God saying about you? So I encourage you to get into the book of this covenant because the covenant is a formal alliance or an agreement made by God.
Yes.
For
yes.
you and for you and for me and
yes.
for all of us.
All
here,
of us.
And everybody that's listening and tuned in on our blog radio this morning. So this word is so powerful, y'all.
Yes.
I don't think that we really understand what agreement really, really is. Because if you knew it, oh, my gosh, all the people of God would be around here like swords. On, you know, not, I mean, pulling swords out, slicing, I mean, really, suited and booted.
Yes.
We would be. We really would. We wouldn't be walking around talking about what's going on with the world. Well, what's going on in the heart of the church?
Yes.
Because we're the church.
Yes.
So we got to rise up in this hour, y'all. This is our reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus died so that we could.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
yes.
y'all.
Yes.
But remember what Laura was talking about, the pastor talking about what, when you think about it, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, America.
Oh,
let's roll. When you got all these people that show up, 50 million people for a football game,
yes.
a pigskin.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
we know y'all love football. We're not trying to rebuke y'all
yeah,
or nothing.
Like
we're just trying to get y'all
yeah.
to understand, but the one that even made the pig,
yes.
God,
yeah.
he makes every animal,
yes.
okay?
Yes.
But he also made you a little lower than the angels.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Okay, so why are we not showing up to worship, to pray,
yeah. and
to celebrate?
Those games are 4 hours, he said.
Yes.
And you come to church for an hour and you go over an hour and a half, people complain, oh, service.
Yeah, and you
long.
Know, this one used to blow my mind. Well, how long y'all church hold? When
yeah.
you invite people to church, well, how long y'all be in church?
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? At first I was like brand new. I was like, why are they asking that?
Yeah.
But now I know because they don't want to sit in the house of God. 2 hours?
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
want to sit at a football game 5 hours and yell so we can't count them when we get out.
Yes.
But don't nobody want to say hallelujah.
Yeah, and another thing he said about the tickets.
Come on, Laura.
Anta whatever because he wouldn't go. And then he finally just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go one of these days. And then he says the ticket starts at $200 on front row. Back then. I don't
Come
know
on
how
now.
Are now. He goes,
Probably
and then some of y'all have super glues in your hands and you won't pay your tithe. And same thing with the teachers, man. I've been telling people that $25.
Come on.
Too much.
Yeah, they
but
do.
Then I'll be sitting with those $100.
But the Budweiser are the Cowboys.
I'm just saying.
You know y'all love them, okay?
Talking about what he's talking about. And it's for kingdom work
yeah.
and it's for his glory. It's all
Good morning,
for his
Papa.
Glory.
Good morning.
And you know.
So look, we know Glenn don't get no Cowboy shirt. If y'all
yes.
want to bring us one, we'll wear one.
Yes.
All we're saying is that stop complaining about the things of God. You know,
where's your priorities too? But come on,
yeah.
Our priorities
so,
show
since
we're
on that subject, Laura, let's kind of show them what we're talking
yes.
about.
Yes,
not what we're working with. Okay,
yes.
now this is powerful. I'm going to tell you, this is the best
Ooh.
Tool. Here you go.
Okay, I got the green.
This is the best witnessing tool that the Lord has ever given me. It's a sold out to Jesus
yes.
shirt and
yes.
hat, and or you can do a shirt or hat. You ain't got to do them together.
Yes.
But it's so powerful when you do them together because people are going to say, well, what are you sold out? Or they'll say, I love that shirt. So, yes.
And they might get excited like me and fall on the floor.
So, I encourage you, like the word of God says, I beseech you to get about 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
So when people tell you, or find some people in your family.
Look at this.
Come on now.
Ah.
If you're trying to witness to your family, and you want to be a blessing to them, bless them with a shirt and some hats. And,
it's great.
And there are way more colors in the store downstairs. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
God is good, y'all. And we don't even expect it. I mean, before we know it, Brother Darrell is dropping it like it's hot.
Yes.
giving us some new looks, some new colors.
Yes.
For the people of God. So we just
so we got the red today. Aren't they
nice? Yeah, it's kind of like a burnt orange, y'all.
Yeah,
that's
burnt,
what it is.
Yeah,
but
wow.
Because we never had this one before.
Yes.
So,
look
to God
this.
Be the glory.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just want to take a minute to do that.
Yes.
That's, I guess you can call that a commercial break.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
So.
And it's for his glory.
Yes.
He's worth it. He's worth it to be praise,
yeah.
And
yeah.
And some people will say that have told me, oh, I can't do that, I can't wear that shirt, that's I'm not there yet. And I'm thinking, what? You know, I mean, I leave people alone,
yeah.
I just pray for them, but I'm like, I'm there and I want more, give me more, because I always think about Calvary, what he did for us on Calvary, for all of us. I'm so thankful and grateful that, you know, whatever I could do to just tell everybody about me being in darkness, and he brought me into his marvelous light, and
yeah.
And still, you know, working on my heart every day, and the peace that surpasses
yeah.
all things, you know, that he releases and gives me through his word is just amazing. So,
yeah.
So yeah. So I'm just like, I want to encourage people to, bam, come by and bless somebody. And if
yeah.
you don't want to wear them, bless somebody that will wear them. You
know. It's so simple, but really we're talking about the agreement, being
yes.
in agreement with God today.
Mm-hmm.
And what this, and when the Lord really broke that word agreement down, it just kind of took me into a place
mm-hmm.
of like music, like what God is talking about. So I don't know. I've never been to, I don't know, maybe Mom and Daddy, the Papa Jack Hat, because they be everywhere, y'all. Okay. So maybe they have been to a symphony. Have y'all? Okay.
I've never been to one.
I've never been to one.
Yeah.
I've been to one in my heart.
Woo!
But
yes.
I've never been to one, but I cannot wait to go. So that's the bucket list for 2022.
Yes.
For me, it's to go to a symphony because the Lord has stirred that up in my spirit.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what he said agreement is with him. And if you've never been to one, just put one up and look at it online.
Yes.
So you can really see the fullness of what God is talking about, what being in agreement with him is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being in the symphony. With all the instruments.
Isn't that, I know, right, Laura?
Okay. It's like a harmony.
Yes.
Now, I know y'all have been in church and in the, seen the harmony in the choir.
Yeah.
And y'all be like, "Woo, Lord, that's the Holy Ghost." No, that's harmony. Okay. Agreement is like being a one mind. That's why marriage is so important. The covenant of marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's the oneness.
Yeah.
Okay. One mind. It means to live on one accord.
Yeah.
Have you ever been hung out with somebody and you know what they think before they think? That one can't tell y'all. Okay? Unison. It's like being in unison together,
yeah.
woven together with the like minds and the like heart.
Yeah.
I love that, being united. Now, y'all have been around people that's been united and standing. And even when we were talking about the football games, everybody stand up for the national anthem united.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's like that.
Yeah.
But it's in agreement with God in his word.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so if you open your word, and let's just say Psalm 23, where it says, the Lord is my shepherd. But see, I don't know if you really know that he's your shepherd. Do you? If you don't know that, then you're not in agreement with him. You may even believe that he's Lord's shepherd. You may even believe, oh, I know them twins, they out the box. We know the Lord. Okay, but what about you?
Yeah.
Do you know what God says, that he's your shepherd?
Yes.
You shall not what?
Want.
Well, why are you begging? Come on now. He shall supply all. Come on now. Of your needs. According to his riches and glory. In who? Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Not in you and me, and not even in your pastor. Hello?
Amen.
I'm trying to help somebody. But keep it real, y'all. God is trying to get us to understand. First of all, he got to really be able to captivate your mind for you to understand how to hang out with him, because you really came out of his mind. But we already feel like, I don't know how to hear from God. I don't even know how to say it, Lord. I'll be trying to clean it up sometimes. But you got to be able to understand God, because you're already a spirit. And God is a spirit. And if you stay in the spirit, you will hear him. But we try to hear him with this old jacked up flesh we got, because it's so jacked up.
Yes, it can be. Ooh,
you got to rebuke it every day. Because if you don't, she's going to be doing the Will Smith. Because I'll be trying to, you're going to just walk up and slap somebody. If you don't watch out, ma'am, because before you know it, that's how you don't have to be talking about the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind, will, and emotions is our soulish part of who we are. I want to be able to say, like Leah, with Papa Jack and Leah, it is well with my soul. Yes, because we have, we're spiritual beings having natural experiences. But we cannot be all caught up in the natural and then every now and then borrow the spirit. We're gonna always fail every time. It's just the truth. So when you get up in the morning, just stay, don't even get up. Set your alarm 30 minutes early, whatever you got to do. Learn how to stay in who you really are. And then when God gives you your orders for the day, you won't get caught up in being pulled, like, you know how they catch a fish, even though we're fishes of men, and we are supposed to catch like this. When they put that hook and that fish on the line, and they throw that line out for the fish, and they hook them in either the mouth or the nose, that's what the enemy does. He throw out a little something to get you motivated. And then he put that hook in you, and you be like, how did I get over here on the west side? Because you got the hook in your nose.
Oh.
And you got to learn how to get it. And it's painful, y'all. That's the thing about the flesh.
Yeah.
When you get to functioning in your flesh and break doing all of that, you don't even know you're doing it. You just so out of control and you got way over here. And let me tell you something about the Holy Spirit. It's going to just begin to blow a wind of harmony on you. And then before you know it, you're going to be crying. You're going to be like, Lord, why am I crying? Because that's that spirit that comes upon us to not, God doesn't condemn us, but he wants us to know that he loves us.
Yeah.
And we got to just shake it off and get back in alignment. Get back in agreement with him. Right,
twin? Don't give up, that's right.
Yeah, because when we get in agreement with God's word, we become unmovable, y'all. That's why when people say, well, how do you do all that stuff in that mansion? I tell you, I don't do nothing. I'm so grateful to wake up to get here to just love on everybody. And then God does the rest.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for 10 years. Because if you can go to a place with $8 and still be there 10 years later, that ain't nothing but God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. I don't take it. I don't try to make it nothing about me.
Yeah.
Because I really have to understand that before God. Obviously, I did. I could even trust me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, God is the God of the heart. He don't care about how buff you are and how big your butt is. He just don't.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He don't. But we get so caught up in this flesh stuff.
Yeah. That's right.
We got to go look like the Kardashians who paid $1 million for their body. They just got $1 million.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Yeah. And we trying to look like everybody but Jesus.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I would say we're going to slow it down, but I'm trying, y'all. I'm going to take me a bye break. Okay. Hey.
Now
you're
my
Yes. Because we're talking about coming in agreement with God. And that's why when y'all be like, well, what's wrong with them twins? They have to box. They too much. That's because every day we wake up in agreement with what God is talking about. And then we're talking about what he's talking about. And that's why we seem strange to people. Because we're spiritual beings having natural experiences.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on, right, twin?
That's right.
So it's just so powerful. When we do that and we stay unmovable, and guess what else you become? You become unshakable. I don't care what, the wind blow, because see, you build on the rock. You got a foundation.
Yes.
But it's according to your faith.
Yes.
What do you believe in? You believe in something.
Yes.
You believe that the sky is blue today and the sun is out. Come on now. You believe that before you woke up this morning. That it was going to be daylight. But somehow, we still think it's about us. If the Lord shut it down, we're going to all be asleep to rise again. Therefore, it won't be no more Sunday. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Did y'all know that?
Amen.
It is going to be that. And I'm so excited about that. So just like with my family this week, and I just want to be transparent right here. You know, transition, we buried my mom yesterday. So, you know, I felt like everybody wanted me to be sad, but I wasn't. And then I was over there trying to get sad, y'all. Hear me, though. Y'all hear me, though. Okay? I'm just like, but I had to slap myself. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to be sad. Okay. And then I was like, and then I can't be sad because I'm faking sad. Okay. But it's true. But I'm not sad. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for my mother who is in the face of Jesus. So why would I be sad about that? Now I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
I missed it today. I'm going to probably miss it tomorrow if I get another tomorrow, because I will be either here with her, here with y'all, or there with her.
And she's I'm not suffering
tomorrow.
No more.
Why?
You know, she's not suffering
but
no
you got to be careful, y'all, if this can help somebody. You got to be careful not to let people pull you back into thinking like the world thinks or thinking like when God told you that to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, you better get happy that your people, if they are in Christ Jesus now. Now, that's the big one.
Yeah.
If you're in Christ,
you're
going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about, and I was telling my niece, I'm not turning down.
Yeah.
I told her. She's like, Amy, you don't have to. It's okay.
Okay. Be who you are. That's what God called you to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, everybody's freaking out, and then I'm already looking. See, they don't see what I see. I'm already looking at the dirt.
Yeah.
And now, I hope y'all just pray for me, because that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell people. They're like, you're holding up so well. I'm like, huh? Holding up? What am I holding? I'm holding up the black thing there. Well, I'm holding up. But everybody was calling me to be like, I don't know what they were thinking I was supposed to be. But they found out something different.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay?
Yes.
When they called me, they was like, I just want to be like that when that happens for me. Well, you can, because see, I live in the truth.
Yes, right.
And the truth does not make us free, because I will never be sad for a day for none of us that we go and look at the face of Jesus, because we all going.
Yes.
Some of us going sooner than others.
That's right.
Yes. But I want to be in that number. I don't know about you, because see, we never die.
Yes.
So my mother is not dead. This is public service announcement.
Yes. Amen.
She is more alive than we are right here.
Yes.
But she is in the face of Jesus, looking at the emeralds, the rubies, all these cities.
Yes.
Streets of God. That's what the word. Now go to Revelation and read it for yourself.
Yes.
If you don't, because you ain't got to believe me. But I believe the word, and I'm in agreement that my mother is in the face of Jesus.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, if I can help somebody, I was right there to tell her it's okay to go. It's okay, Mom. Go. Just turn around. And I encouraged her. Line up online. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a supernatural experience.
Yeah.
I said, just turn around and look, Mom. Look at Jesus' face. Look in his eyes. The love is so amazing. Because I can only tell her what I read.
Yeah.
The love is so amazing. You did a great job here.
Yeah.
You want to hear the Lord say, well done.
Because
forget what we're talking about over here.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it wasn't 2 hours later. The spirit of peace was over her.
Yes.
20 years had come off of that flesh, because that body was full of disease. And she looked 55 when she laid there. And we said, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
And then I didn't find out till yesterday I had to preach the internment. I said, huh? Okay. In season and out season. We got to be ready, y'all.
Yes.
So I just thank God for the power of agreement.
Yes.
Because every day when you line up with him, Lord, we be ready.
Yes.
We be ready. Listen,
yes.
Because Jesus told us to persist continually,
yes,
tirelessly,
yes,
and asking. Uh-oh, here we go, Lord. You ready? Yes. We're going to go to Luke 11. He tells us to persist continually, tirelessly, in asking, seeking, and knocking on the doors of heaven. That's Luke 11, 9 through 10. Write it down so you can go back and hear what God is saying to you. So you ready, twin sisters?
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit manifests in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. We thank you for your presence. And
yes,
if there's anything in my heart that will hinder this prayer or anything I say, I ask for forgiveness, God. But I pray that your word will come forth and it will manifest in the airways and it will touch the souls around the world
for
your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y vamos a ir al libro de San Lucas 11, capítulo 9. Y dice, y hoy digo, servir y ser dar, buscar y hallará, llamar y se abrirá.
Can't read it 11 too. I'm sorry, 9 and 10.
Oh, 9 and 10. Porque todo aquel que pide, recibe, y el que busca, halla. Y al que llama, se le abrirá.
Wow.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. Luke 11, 9 through 10, and I'm reading the NLT, the New Living Translation. It says, and so I tell you, and you will receive.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question. Do you really believe that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to believe. You must believe. Yes.
What you ask for, that's what the word says. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on seeking and you will find.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on knocking and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. But I just don't believe that we believe that. But we say we believers. We say we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. We do all this anthem stuff. And then when we go to the Word of God, which everything that God has breathed here to us,
mm-hmm.
it's the living Word.
Yes.
So the Word of God says, and I tell you, he didn't say I just tell Laura and Mama Dalise or Evelyn, but I tell you.
Yes.
See, I don't believe that we really stand in agreement on a personal level with Jesus. Because we are convinced from the enemy that you can't stand with Jesus. Whatever he's telling you. But what is the Bible telling you? It's telling you, it says, and I tell you, ain't that what he says? Keep on asking and you will receive it, whatever you ask.
Yes.
And in 20, he says, everyone who asks, receives.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I've heard people say, well, I asked God and he didn't do it for me. Well, you must have asked him in your flesh and not in your spirit, because God is the spirit.
Yes.
And those that worship him, hang out with him, seek him
yes.
in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. If we don't have the right heart, come on, y'all. It's just like in the natural. Why would you give, and I think we taught on this one, your 16-year-old kid the key into your car and you never give a driver's license? Why would you do that? So why would God give you something when he know that you're not ready? It's a protocol to this. We have to line up.
Yes.
We have to
yes.
be doers
yes.
as well as hearers of the word.
Yes.
But do we really deeply believe what the word of God is saying? So listen, I just encourage you to keep on doing it, keep on praying, and keep on asking God.
And he's faithful. If you believe and trust him and stand on his promises, he still know that he's God. And it's like my dryer, I had a dryer that I got blessed with a while back, and the door was broken. But I'm thankful every day that I had a dryer and I had to put a chair in front of it, you know, all the time. But I don't know. I just started thanking the Lord for my new dryer and my washer was acting up. But I'm thankful. So it came to the point where I had to start going back to the laundromat. So I'm going to the laundromat. Still thankful that we got laundromats here, okay?
Right.
But I was every day, Lord, thank you for my washer dryer that's coming. Lord, thank you every day. My family would tell you. And then like 3 weeks later, you know, I get a phone call. And they say, hey, Laura, do you know anybody that needs a washer and a dryer? This lady had a lot of stuff in her storage and she don't want it and she's trying to give it away. And I said, I need it. Deliver it to me and everything. But for 3 weeks, I've been thanking the Lord for the washer and dryer. And I knew it was coming. Just like you know, when you believe, you know. You just know it. Like Mama Susan saying, you know her.
Yeah.
Because that's his promises.
Yeah.
That all things are possible with him, right?
You better know.
And it's just a little thing or a big thing or whatever. I mean, whatever you ask him and stand on his promise and his word, it shall come to pass. But if you say, oh, well, I'm broke, or a lot of people say they're broke, then you're going to be broke. But we're the richest. Come on, okay? God's our daddy.
Yeah.
But anything that we need, we just ask and believe, and we shall receive, because he's not a liar. Because if you don't believe, it's like saying daddy's a liar, yeah. Like his word's not true. And it's a lie. It's true.
Well, we have to line up.
Yes.
We got to line up.
Anything. From vehicles to finances to skis to your children. I mean, everything. You have to entrust him with all your heart and then stand on his word and believe and be still and know that he's got it. Even if it hurts, even if there's pain, just still love on him and let him love you back. And he's faithful even when you're not faithful. That's what brings me to repentance in the past, that I'm like, God, you know, and he wants that not just for me or Zalise or anybody here or my twin sister. He wants it for all of us, but we have to want it, right? We must believe, because he said without faith it's impossible to please him.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not going to believe him. We're going to speak junk then. You know, it ain't going to take place.
It's so true. It's so true, Laura, because that's why it's so important to be in agreement with God.
Yes.
Because here's the big picture. I urge you to just keep on coming to God. And when you have mastered the alignment with God, then you can understand the power of agreement. And then you can be in alignment with your brothers and sisters. Okay? So that's how we learn to do that. And then from that, this is where we begin to bear fruit. We begin to bear fruit from this because the word of God tells us, you know, where two are gathered.
Yeah.
He up in here.
Yeah.
But I just don't think we believe that, y'all. We don't have to go to a building called the church, the House of Glory or City Chapel or wherever.
Yeah.
Because, listen, when those buildings are empty, ain't no Holy Spirit in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in you. When you show up, the Holy Ghost show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you leave, the Holy Ghost leaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think, well, some people, I've heard them, I'm going to church so I can meet the Lord. Well, you should be able to meet the Lord even on the toilet, y'all. Come on.
Taking a shower.
Wherever. Because he has to go. I'm just telling you.
You.
Yes. And then when we get there, that's what makes us dutiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, because we're all in alignment. We're on one accord. Remember the symphony?
Yes.
When we come in alignment, that's what corporate worship is about.
Yes.
It's about us coming together, being in alignment with the same like spirit.
Yes.
And when we do that, that's when we get slayed in the spirit. And we get, there's so many things that go on because the heaven comes down, y'all. See, that was the whole strategy behind the enemy with the pandemic, is to keep people from corporate prayer, from corporate family, from corporate, really gathering, because that's what creates a like-mindedness. That's what, like we just said at the beginning of the topic, that's what creates a symphony, even in the home.
Yeah.
Is the unity and agreement and the love that you have. So if they can make us be separated, even put the mask on, shut it down all the way. That's the strategy. But we got to rise above this and say, you know what? No more devil. We're going to worship. We're going to get together. We're going to love on each other. Yeah. We have to take it back. It belongs to us. The Lord didn't create us to be sitting around in the world in fear. We're supposed to be walking around in love, right? So let's go to Matthew and talk about what God is talking about. We're going to stand in agreement with Matthew 18:19-20.
Vamos a ir al libro de Mateo.
Woo!
Capítulo 18, verso 19-20. God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en Mateo 18, verso 19 dice, otra vez has oído que Dios, si Dios de nosotros se pusiera de acuerdo en la tierra, acercara de cualquier cosa que piden, les será hecho por mi Padre que está en los cielos. Porque donde están dos o tres congregados en mi nombre, ahí estoy en el medio de ellos.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
And the word of the Lord reads, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. This is Jesus talking to y'all. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, this is Jesus saying, if we gathered in his name, I am there in the midst of them. So what's so amazing about this, this is a personal promise, y'all. Jesus is telling us personally that when we gather, now see, in some translations just says, my followers. Some people are gathering together and they following something else. They're not following Jesus. And if he's not following Jesus, he's not showing up. That's what he said. This is a personal declaration from Jesus to you, to me, to all of us. Well, I don't think we believe it. That's how we know we have power. So, like, Laura and I are here together. Okay, Papa Jack, do you mind just playing the part of Jesus real quick? Come on, Papa Jack. Come on over here real quick. If you don't mind, because you can play the best Jesus I know. Okay? Woo! That's okay. That's okay, because you got the right spirit and the right heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all see how Papa Jack just came over here? Okay, so the Word of God tells us when two or three are gathered, he said that it, anything will be done by the Father. But if we are gathered in his name, and now this is Jesus. Yeah. This is Jesus right here while we're praying. But I don't believe that we really believe that Jesus is really here, because we don't see him in the natural. But if you stay in the spirit, you're gonna feel him. You're gonna know him. I'm telling you. Right, Papa? So this is how Jesus, he comes like this. Like if you have a friend or a sister or your pastor or whoever, and you're saying, I want to touch and agree today that the Lord is going to bless us. And we'll say something real, Papa Jack, to get my car fixed because something's going on with my wheel. I don't know. Okay. So we come together and we believe in my car's going to get fixed. Well, Jesus said, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the people. We're going to work it out.
Yes.
That's how it happens.
Yeah.
It happens this way in the spiritual. So Papa Jack is really representing Jesus here.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
two or three are gathered, he says, I'm in the midst.
In the midst. Yeah.
So the third man is in the fire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. What you say? A three-stranded cord is not easily broken.
Yes.
Woo!
And I want to talk about that.
Come on now. Talk about it.
So on Saturday, we did outreach. And we normally break, at City Chapel, we go to the laundromats, and we normally break into two groups, six and six. We do 12 laundromats, six and six. So this Saturday, only three of us showed up. So all three, we did 12 laundromats. But that's the scripture that we pray. That's just three of us. And then so three stranded cords, not easily broken. So we did 12 laundromats. But let me tell you the divine appointments that we had that day. It was so amazing. There were some. Because we were in agreement. There was three of us. There's family core. There's prayer. We're outreach.
There's unity.
There's unity. And there was a lot of people we prayed for, but there was one specific that was like, it was a mama, a grandmother. And she had rebellious children, grandchildren, and she had the grandbabies. And she was doing laundry, and she was so depressed. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit met her there. Through us, vessels. We're just vessels. Here we are, send us. And she's taking care of the grandbabies. And I share with her that I'm my grandmother's prayer being answered. My grandma prayed for all of us, and I believe this is why I'm serving God with all my heart, because her prayers, you know. So we got to pray for her children, all three of us, me and Linda, and all of us that were there, and Miss Mary, and. If you were to see her reaction in her face, her demeanor, because she looked tired, depressed. I mean, God gave her hope. He met her right there.
Wow.
And she was wearing a red shirt like this, and it said future. And then the scripture we share with her, for God has a plan and a purpose to prosper you.
Yeah.
To give you a future, just like his shirt says, for you and your grandchildren. Never give up. Intercede, because this is why I'm out here right now, because of the prayers of my grandmama. And man, out her eyes, her and God just renewed her strength right there and
wow.
there. Mary's prayer, powerful prayer.
Miss Linda prayed, and then she was like, wow. And I said, that's how much he loved you, that he knew. He foreknew you.
Mm-hmm.
He knew you will be
Come
here.
On,
he directs your steps. He knew you will be here, and we will be here.
Amen.
And she was just like, whatever I was carrying, which was burdens, I said, those are God's. She released them to God, and she said she felt like a weight.
That's so awesome.
And she was in tears. And that just gives me more like Lord, you know, like, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Because what we do when we come together in agreement with his word, we
see
souls that are hurting. Oh, and guys, there's a lot of people hurting. Just like I once was. And if the warriors wouldn't come and knock on my door, where will I be? Dead or in prison? But God knew, you know, and I had a praying grandmama. So there's so much power in agreement
with
God and with God's people.
It is.
So stay connected. Stay connected.
It is.
And it's not about us. Part of carrying the cross is going out and sharing the love of God and giving others hope as you allow God to use your vessel, right?
And it's so true.
Yes.
That's so beautiful. Listen, because when we come in agreement with him, with God,
yes,
and we keep our eyes fixed on him now, because, you know, the world got a whole lot of junk it'll throw at you.
Yes.
But those are called spirits of distraction.
Yes.
But when he brings us into agreement with one another,
yes,
just like what Laura's saying, because God has placed his authority. That's where you guys went in for it. What is that? Okay. So God has placed his authority on mankind, on all of us. Mankind, just not a man, not a woman, but mankind. Because I see it even on the little children. Yes, to work out his plan and purpose in where? In this world. Our corporate agreement with him brings about all of this, which is his will, while we're still here on earth. All of us are encouraging when we're together. And we agree with God about his word, and that's how things begin to happen. That's how chains begin to fall.
Yeah.
Like when you went and y'all prayed with the lady, even though normally it was six, but it was three. Don't matter, because two or three.
Yeah.
He up and here.
Yeah.
And then just for her to experience freedom, to just let it fall off, then...
Yes.
Yeah, don't you know that's when God says, well done?
Amen.
That's when he says that, because you're on an assignment and you're about his business.
Yes.
Listen, but here's the news flash, okay? Yes. By the same principle that we're doing this touching and agreeing, listen, if we agree with the enemy, guess what?
Yeah.
The God of this world, because that's what he is, what's about to happen is saying, even in our ignorance, he will have victory. So if we lining up with what God is talking about, we're victorious.
Yes.
And listen, America, we're not fighting to victory, we're fighting from
victory.
Because Jesus died on the cross so that we can have life and have it what?
More abundantly.
More abundantly. But what we do is we get over there in the corner, we win, win, win.
Yes.
And we the big Bible toters. Or I should say carriers, that's country. Sorry. We're carrying the big word, which is the sword, and we ain't got no fight in us. Because it's not in our hearts, y'all. We're not in agreement with God. We too busy listening at the bombs go off and over there instead of getting on our knees together corporately. Because there's power in prayer. There's power in agreement. And when we do that, that's what breaks the chain. And that's why we're going to read Amos 3 and 3. We're going to help somebody today. We don't have long, but we're gonna work it out.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Y vamos al libro de Amos, capítulo 3, verso 3.
Yes.
This is andarán juntos si no estuvieran de acuerdo. Andarán dos juntos si no estuvieran de acuerdo.
So the word of the Lord says in Amos 3 and 3, can two walk together?
Es una pregunta.
Come on now. It's a question. Unless they agree. Now, you can walk together, but if you're not in agreement, that means you're going to be in discord.
Yeah, in division.
It's going to be division. It's going to be drama. Okay, and who want to walk with somebody like that? I don't know about y'all, but I ain't going to be able to do it. I'm telling you. stay there. I'm about to go over by myself and give it to the Lord and say, I'm just going to wait on you, Lord. Because I can't do it.
Yes,
because, see, that's how I get into the Will Smith action. I'll be wanting to slap you.
Yes.
Because, and we could just be real.
Yes, yes.
That's what makes you want to slap people. That's yes. Because you become the puppet. And that, I mean, for all of us that know, normally I've never seen Will Smith behave that way. And I've been watching him since he was a kid. I've never seen anyone slap people. Now, they might do something else. But you just to see the, and that's how you could see that spirit come up on him. That's why we got to keep our emotions under subjection. Because everything it took you 20 years to get to, like an Oscar, you're going to lose it in a half a second.
Yes, yes, yes. And the enemy comes to steal and destroy.
And Laura, why did he say steal first? Why didn't he say he come to kill you and you just be killed? No. The order of the words that he coming to steal. He going to take everything you done work on.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And one, I'm telling you, one little win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're going to get counseled?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a friend named Barney. His name was Barney, and he was just about to retire. He'd been working for the company almost 30 years. The year that he was about to retire, that night he went out drinking and did a whole bunch of drugs, and he was at a warehouse. He drove those forklifts.
Mm-hmm.
And that night he knocked down a whole bunch of them. They fell. So when you do stuff like that work, they give you a drug test. Well, he flunked the drug test. He was just about to retire that year, and he got fired.
Ooh.
He got fired going out one night, and it was not like him to do drugs. So somehow he got drunk and ended up doing drugs. And that night he went to work drunk and lost his job. And he'd been working almost 30 years. He was about to retire.
And that's what we're talking about.
And, I mean, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. You have to really be careful. If we are saying we are believers and we're not believing nothing, we're not lining up in agreement with God or nothing, that's why we get ambushed in a half a second by the enemy.
Yeah. And I had a neighbor, too, across the street, Blanca. The lady named Blanca, but her husband, he was about to retire, too, and he lost his job, and he went and got drunk in one of those little bars by my house, and he hung himself on that bridge behind Lancaster.
Wow.
It was all over the news because he got let go of his job. He got fired for
it. And he killed himself.
Yeah.
There's a million more jobs out there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's just too much. And this is why we have to think before we speak, y'all.
Yeah.
We have to think before we speak because our words are so powerful.
Yeah.
They perform. Yeah. Once we release them, they perform in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So listen, that's why we must set aside our own agenda. Sit down somewhere. Be quiet. Take a pill. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Lay down.
Yeah. Take a shield pill.
Yeah. Sit down. Take a shower. There you go, Bobby. Do something. Just get in the bathtub for 2 hours. You just lay down.
Buy your nice.
Yeah. Because they don't, I'm telling you. Because that's the one that, listen, the way we want things to be. So let's go and make sure that we are all on the same mindset, you know, cause, and stop hanging out with people that don't think kingdomly,
right?
Because they're going to be the pulled you back into the world. In half a second, you done walked with Christ 20 years.
Yeah.
You over there trying to win their soul and they done won your soul.
Yeah.
You be like, how the heck? You be like, how the heck y'all were? Yes. I'm telling you, y'all, it happened.
Yes.
That's why we got to stay in the word,
and
we got to stay in agreement with God.
Yes.
Because once the word gets in you, you work it. What the word?
When you work it.
What when you work it? Say it, Laura.
And talking about that,
uh-oh.
It's Friday. I know it's a short notice, but I have to be obedient. God told me to do it. I'm done with the Friday night working at the shelter. Last month was my last month, and he told me to start the Global Night Prayer Night. So this coming Friday, if your schedule's open, we'll be here at the House of Glory, 2700 West Park Road.
Yes.
San Diego.
What time?
At 7 to 8 p.m. So if you need prayer, if you God's giving you something and you want to come and be in agreement with us and pray with us, bring it all.
Bring it out.
It's all for his glory, and he wants all of us to be there in unity, and it's for His glory. And so it's an honor, you know, to be used by God and to do prayer, because there's power in prayer. So we invite you this Friday at 7 o'clock at the House of Glory.
And real like in the next couple of weeks, y'all, we got to get ready for the Holy Ghost rock. Okay? So if you got your bicycle, we're going to be meeting at Craven's Park. Yes. So we got to get going, y'all.
Yes.
So here we go.
We got our helmets.
Before you know it, the sun's going to be here. Y'all going to be like, ooh, it's too hot. But we got to get going so we can be, you know, effective, for, you know, for the body, even on the bike trail.
Yes.
We got to take over the airways, the bike trails, the airplanes, the airports, the bus stations. We got to take
over. The
laundry man. Come on, man. Hello. That is what we're called to do. But this weekend, this Friday at 7 p.m. at the House of Glory
will be Global Night Prayer Night. 1 hour.
Yeah, because there's a lot going on, y'all, in the world, and we got to come together.
Yes.
We got to pray over the world. That's what this is all about, the Global Night. It's global prayer for the world, for the nation.
Yes.
And that's what we're called to do as the people of God.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So I'm excited.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah, I just found that yesterday. Y'all know we be rocking and rolling.
But that's what I love about us being in agreement, Pastor Marlowe, that, you know, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you or me, we're in agreement because we're about His business.
Right.
We're not here to compete with nobody. We're here to complete
the
assignments, the agendas, the purpose for Thy will to be done, His will to be done.
That's right.
Amen.
So if you guys are doing anything on Friday night, y'all come on. Change the nation.
Yes.
And we have the power and authority to do that.
Yes.
We just need to come together corporately in agreement and watch God change things.
Amen.
Because He will. To God be the glory. So, Laura, we're going to encourage them to tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Share the video.
Share the video. Because, you know, these are encouraging times.
Yes.
And we just want to be, you know, what we're called to be.
Yes.
Encouraged.
Yes.
You want to pray a fast one.
Father, we just thank you, sweet Abba. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity, the open door here at the mansion, God. And I pray that everybody that's in agreement here with us in the audience and watching around the world and through the media, Father, I pray that you continue to manifest in their lives, manifest in our lives, and that your will be done, God. We thank you for your word, your promises, God. And I just pray that anybody right now tuning in that doesn't know you, God, that if you just cry out to you and ask you to come into their hearts, that you will meet them right there where they're at, Father, and that you will forgive their sins, God, and that you will give them hope, Father, because you did it for me and all of us here, Father. So I thank you for your mercy and grace, Father. I thank you that you reveal yourself to them, God, and I thank you that there's nothing too hard for you, God. And I thank you that your love, Father, for the world and for us is to bring salvation, that you will bring salvation to those that are not where we at and those that are still in darkness, God, because you are patient with us, God. So I thank you for your patience for others, because we have family members, God, that are not here, there yet, Father. Thank you for your mercy and grace, God. And I pray that you continue, Father, manifest in their hearts, God. And I thank you for your promises. I thank you for your hope. And I thank you for your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name above all names, we pray. And everybody say
it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for such a great show. Thank you, Lord, for embracing us this morning with your love.
Yes.
And we would have another opportunity to stand on your word.
Yes. Watch the video, Leah.
We love you guys.
Gloria, y'all. Blessings.
Amen.
Where's Leo? I haven't seen Leo.